When thinking of first ladies, a few probably come to mind. It could be the one who served during your childhood, the one whose fashion you admired, or even the one you love to hate. You know what they say, behind a strong man is an even stronger woman. Throughout history, this seems pretty evident. The women who have held the title of First Lady have shown class, strength, and intelligence that has fascinated the public. Each woman has taken the role and put her own twist on it that has led to much anticipation when it's her time to serve. In this episode, we are going to discuss modern first ladies, starting from Miss Jackie Kennedy and ending with Dr. Jill Biden. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. President's roles are stated in the Constitution, but as for the First Lady, it's not quite that simple. Since it wasn't written what the job description should be, each First Lady has deciphered the role for herself. The old tradition was for the First Lady to be the hostess of the White House, but as women's roles in society evolve, so do expectations of the First Ladies. In more modern times, First Ladies have focused on public service. What cause they choose to support is completely up to them. Usually, the nation looks at these women with so much admiration that their approval ratings are much better than their husbands. One woman who captured the nation was Jacqueline Kennedy. Her elegance, class, and culture made her one of the most loved first women, even to this day. Married to President John F. Kennedy, Jackie was First Lady from 1961 until JFK's assassination in 1963. She was one of the youngest women to become First Lady at the age of 31. Jackie had visited the White House in 1941 and couldn't believe the lack of historical furnishings on display. There was also little information in booklets on the house. As First Lady, she made it her goal to change those. She would set up a fine art committee that would restore the state's rooms. The committee would find many items that once belonged to presidents, bringing history back into the people's house. CBS even did a television special of Jackie touring the redecorated White House that had 56 million views. She received an honorary Emmy Award for the tour she gave. After her husband's death, she showed tremendous strength that would inspire America. And although her time in the White House was short-lived, she left such an impact on America that we can still see it to this day. Once she left the White House, she would remarry and later become a successful publisher. She would pass away in 1994 at the age of 64, but she will always be remembered as one of the most iconic first ladies of all time. After JFK's death, America suddenly had a new first lady, and her name was Lady Bird. The wife of Lyndon B. Johnson, Lady Bird served as first lady from 1963 to 1969. Her primary focus as first lady was advocating for the environment. She also was an outspoken voice for women's rights issues and a supporter of the Equal Rights Amendment. She was even the first lady to have a press secretary. She, like Jackie, had her own committee, only hers was for a more beautiful capital. Soon, it expanded to the entire nation. Many additions to national parks would occur, as well as the creation of the Redwood National Park. In fact, the Johnson administration was the most active in conservation since Teddy or Franklin Roosevelt, largely thanks to Lady Bird. Over 200 laws were established related to the environment, and due to her efforts, she would later receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Gerald Ford and the Congressional Gold Medal from Ronald Reagan. After the White House, she would continue to advocate for the environment. Lady Bird Johnson would pass away in 2007 at the age of 94. Our next First Lady was Pat Nixon. Pat was accustomed to D.C., having been our second lady while her husband was vice president under Eisenhower for 8 years. She thought she would become First Lady in 1960, but when Richard Nixon lost to JFK, she didn't become our First Lady until 1969. As First Lady, Pat would have ramps installed in the White House to make it more accessible to the public. She also created new public tours of the White House and added 600 paintings to the White House collection. She actively encouraged volunteer work and supported organizations like the Girl Scouts and the American Cancer Society. She was also the first lady to be an official diplomat representative of the United States and the first to visit Africa. Even through all this, Pat was not well received by the public. People found her cold and distant. During Richard Nixon's Watergate scandal, she insisted on her husband's innocence. She knew nothing of the scandal and would often learn of information through the news with the public. Despite her husband's guilt, embarrassments, and resignation, she stuck by his side. And after the White House, Pat would live an extremely private life, where she would pass away in 1993 at the age of 81. When Betty Ford became the First Lady, it was not only a shock to the nation, but also to herself. The Fords were planning on retiring before Gerald became Nixon's vice president. Retirement was definitely out of the question when Gerald Ford became our new and sudden president amid the Watergate scandal. In 1974, the same year that she became First Lady, Betty underwent surgery for breast cancer. In the 1970s, women typically didn't publicly discuss these matters. However, Betty did the opposite. She brought to light her situation and wanted to raise awareness to breast cancer. She has been such a courageous voice discussing her battle. She and Gerald would leave the White House in 1977, and a year later, her family had an intervention for her over her use of alcohol and prescription medication. She would go on to self-admit herself into treatment. After recovery, she would help establish the Betty Ford Center for Treatment out of the Eisenhower Medical Center. The facility is regarded as one of the most outstanding in the nation. In 1991, Betty would receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom by George H.W. Bush, and she would pass away in 2011 at the age of 93. Rosalynn Carter is the first lady on this list that is still alive today. She became our first lady in 1977 when her husband, Jimmy Carter, defeated Gerald Ford for the presidency. Though she was only first lady for one term, she focused heavily on mental health. She was the first lady to testify in front of Congress since Eleanor Roosevelt and even played a role in the Camp David peace accords. She was the first lady to have her office in the East Wing, a tradition that most first women have followed. Once she left the White House, Rosalynn continued to be a voice for mental health. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and was even inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame. She and Jimmy have founded the Carter Center, a private nonprofit institution, and they have even helped with Habitat for Humanity well into their 90s. In May of 2023, the Carter Center released a statement saying Rosalynn has dementia. She and Jimmy currently spend their days in Georgia. Rosalynn's successor held a near celebrity status with the public. Nancy Reagan was an actress who had married handsome actor Ronald Reagan. The pair were known for their extremely strong marriage, and that would go on to influence some of his decisions as president. As her cause, Nancy started the Just Say No campaign, an anti-drug initiative. The campaign was huge and had many celebrities join it. In 1987, she was also diagnosed with breast cancer, but underwent a mastectomy to remove it. This would only strengthen our First Lady. At one point, Nancy was criticized for spending $200,000 on China for the White House, but First Lady Hillary Clinton once said it was the only complete set in the house. Once her two terms were finished at the White House, she and Ronald spent their time in California. She would go on to pass away in 2016 due to congestive heart failure, but is still known as one of the most loved First Ladies. Our next First Lady on the list is Barbara Bush. Although her and Nancy spent 8 years in close proximity due to their husbands, these two women weren't close in the slightest bit. Barbara was looked at as gentle and kind. She was also known as everybody's grandmother. But she was, in fact, someone's actual mother, President George W. Bush. Before his term, her husband served a single term of his own. As First Lady, she promoted literacy, and she would go on to write children's books. While giving an address to graduates in 1990, she said, "Who knows? Somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House, and I wish him well." Barbara Bush would pass away in 2019 at the age of 92. Our next First Lady was so close to being president herself that she could almost taste it. Hillary Clinton is a name still actively talked about when referring to current-day politics. Before she was what she is now, she was our First Lady. During her 8 years in the White House, she made her focus expanding health care. She even chaired the task force on the national health care reform. She was extremely hands-on in policy and even had her office in the West Wing. Some criticized the administration for what an active role Hillary was playing. Being First Lady was only one of the many things Hillary would do in her life. Right after the White House, she became a senator for the state of New York, making her the first First Lady to be elected into the United States Senate. She then went on to be one of the leading candidates in the 2008 presidential election, but ultimately losing the bid to Barack Obama. But Obama would go on to have Hillary be his Secretary of State until 2013. In 2016, she would make history by being the first female to receive the presidential nomination for a major party. But as of 2023, Hillary is living with Bill in New York. Will she run for president again, or will she throw in her political towel? Only time will tell. Laura Bush, Hillary's successor, became First Lady in 2001. She was a former public school teacher and librarian, so it was only fitting that she made education her cause of interest. Her initiative was called Ready to Read, Ready to Learn. She called for higher teacher salaries and better training for daycare workers. She would also create the National Book Festival in the National Mall that has since become an annual tradition. In 2002, she would start the Laura Bush Foundation for American Libraries. That same year, she was named Barbara Walters Most Fascinating Woman of the Year. She would be the first First Lady to deliver an entire presidential radio address. Ultimately, she would become one of the most popular First Ladies. In 2006, a USA Today poll reported her approval rating at a whopping 83%. Today, Laura and George live in their Texas ranch and spend their time with their daughters and grandchildren. First Lady Michelle Obama made history when she became the first African American First Lady in 2009. She had the grace and class that was so deeply admired at the time, but she also had her share of critics as well. And to those she would say, when they go low, we go high. She had four focuses as First Lady: healthy families, service members and their families, higher education, and adolescent girls' education. She went on to start the Reach Higher initiative for students to complete their education past high school. And she started the Let's Move campaign to reduce child obesity. She would go on to plant the first vegetable garden since Eleanor Roosevelt. After spending 8 years in the White House, Michelle and husband Barack were offered a $65 million book deal, so one could say they're set for a while. There have only been two First Ladies born outside of the United States, and Melania Trump is one of them. Born in Slovenia, Melania became a model and later married Donald Trump. As First Lady, she had the Be Best anti-bullying initiative. Be Best had three focal points: online safety, opioid abuse, and well-being. But the campaign gained some mockery due to the constant bullying her husband was doing on the regular. Most Americans found Melania to be distant and robot-like. A CNN poll showed that she was leaving the White House with the lowest favorability rating. Will we see more Melania in the future? We will wait and see. But as for now, she and Donald reside in his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. We end this journey of First Ladies with Dr. Jill Biden. She is our current and the oldest sitting First Lady, but you wouldn't know it with how active she is. She's the only First Lady to hold a doctorate degree and the first to have a job outside of the West Wing. She is currently a professor of writing at the Northern Virginia Community College. As First Lady, she highlights the sacrifices made by military families and the importance of community college. There is still more we will see from Dr. Jill in the future, considering her term isn't over, and we will certainly get to know her a lot better if her husband gets reelected. For now, she has better approval ratings than her husband, but so did Laura Bush, and her husband was reelected, so we shall see what happens in 2024. These 12 women we covered have made extraordinary yet unique modern first women. Some are loved, some hated, and we all have our favorite. But when we look at them separately, these women hold qualities that should all be talked about. They brought something to the table that we can all remember them by. And I do believe in my lifetime we will see a first gentleman. One can only hope, and we all know that one Miss Barbara Bush does. Thank you for listening to my episode over the modern First Ladies. As always, it has been a treat making this episode for you all. I want to know who your favorite First Lady is. Email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com and let's discuss it. New episodes come out every Wednesday. And the Chronicles of Time now has a YouTube channel. Go tell your grandmother who doesn't understand what a podcast is to check it out. Keep up with updates on my Instagram and Facebook. And I'm your host, Rachel Payton. You just listened to the Chronicles of Time.